Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. Previously on Nick and Jake, Nick was taken aback.
You slept with Sartre?
And de Beauvoir, but not together.
Introducing in this episode,
George H.W. Bush, 41, a young desk officer in the CIA. Can Dulles trust him?
From George H.W. Bush, Telecommunications Center, Langley, to Robert Cohn, 5-3. Mr. Cohn, intercepted following from Barnes in Copenhagen. Do I show it to D?
May 1st. Dulles, in possession of documentation of Elba plans, will not hesitate to make public if operation not terminated immediately. You know I mean it. Please confirm, Barnes.
From Robert Cohn to George H.W. Bush, 5-3. Show D nothing. I'll handle this. C.
From George H.W. Bush, Telecommunications Center, Langley, to Alan Dulles. 5-3. Mr. Dulles, here's a cable from Barnes. Await instructions. George H.W. Bush, Communications Center.
Encrypted and decoded. 5-3. From Alan Dulles to Irving Kristol. Kristol, see attached from your pal Barnes. Has he turned traitor? Dulles.
Encrypted and decoded. 5-3, from I. Kristol to A. Dulles. He's an idealist. Same thing. Kristol.
Encrypted and decoded. 5-3, from Alan Dulles to Irving Kristol. Will Barnes keep his word? Dulles.
Encrypted and decoded. 5-3, from I. Kristol to A. Dulles. He always has. K.
/5353, from Robert Cohn, Washington, D.C., to G. David Shine, Hotel George Sank, Paris. Davy, good work on letters, stop. Barnes must be stopped, stop. Arriving Paris tomorrow a.m., stop. Hire car, we're going to Saint-Laurent-sur-Mer. Robbie.
Apartment C, 14½ McDougal Street, New York, May 3rd, 1953. Darling Nick, please listen to the enclosed recording. Mr. Wexler took me into the studio this week, and here is the result. Mr. Wexler wanted to see what I sounded like with real musicians. And what wonderful musicians they were! The pianist is named Red Garland, the bassist Paul Chambers, the drummer, the sweetest man in the world, next to you, of course, is named Philly Joe Jones. And so complex! If Mr. Wexler hadn't told me to listen to the bass to get the beat, I would have been lost completely. Then, for the instrumental break, he used a wonderful young tenor saxophone player named David Newman, who everyone, except me, of course, calls Fathead. Can you imagine? I hope you'll listen to my second chorus of You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me. after David's instrumental part, after listening to his improvisation, I felt like I understood the melody so much better. You brought a new kind of love to me. It could be our song, couldn't it? And when you turn the record over, you'll hear the song that I insisted on doing, and you can guess why. April in Paris. Much, much love, my dearest man, Ronnie.
Given by hand to George H.W. Bush for encryption and transmission. 5-3. From Alan Dulles to General Raoul Salan. General Salan, calling off Operation Elba. Too risky at this time. Repeat, Elba is over. Await instructions. Dulles.
From George H.W. Bush to Robert Cohn, 5-3-53. Mr. Cohn, Dulles is pulling plug on Elba. See attached cable draft GHWB.
From Robert Cohn to George H.W. Bush and 5-3-53. George, thanks for the heads up. Keep letting me know everything that goes out on this matter before you send it. Substitute this message. General Salan, stand by for signal. Coded message in Barnes Door, Thursday Herald Tribune. Dulles. Encrypted and decoded, 5-3, from Robert Cohn to Nick Carraway. Carraway, ducks in a row. Top secret instructions from Dulles. Use your Barnes column to run this piece. Important, no changes. France remains in an uproar, with civil unrest sweeping the country, and from where I sit, the French government is doing nothing. The situation cries out for a firm hand. Curfews, a state of emergency. The recent unrest in Algiers has produced laws in France to deal with this state of affairs, but enforcing them is a matter of will, and I haven't seen anything from this country's current bunch of cookie-cutter politicos that shows any backbone. It's a sure sign of a degenerate culture. Law and order has gone into the toilet. If I were a Parisian shopkeeper, I'd be boarding up my storefront right around now. The streets are going to be full of people who are no respecters of property rights, and more who are simply fed up with a government of spineless clowns. The real danger, of course, is that the communists will take advantage of this situation to seize power in a city that's already far too commie-friendly, and then goodbye to a once-proud, freedom-loving country. Your correspondent has had plenty of experience with these commies. Due to a misunderstanding involving the inept government and Keystone Gendarmerie, and some nonsense about a bit of literary juvenilia that I'd long since forgotten, I became the overnight darling of the Pinko set. Well, I'm here to tell you, these are the sort of pseudo-intellectuals who are as likely as not to latch onto Jerry Lewis as their next cultural darling. The French government, if it survives, will have a lot to answer for. But then, French governments come and go these days like the tourists who visit the Eiffel Tower. And if this situation continues, there won't be a lot of those. As for me, I'm ready for a vacation far away from here. Back in America, maybe out west, where the aspens will already be turning. They turn in clusters because their roots connect them. I need to get back to work and life. Remember, Carraway, Dulles emphasizes no changes. Robert Cohn.
Paris, May 3rd. Dearest Ronnie, I've just gotten the damnedest message from a man I respect very much, a top man in the administration with whom I've been involved in the service of our country. He wants me to use my guest turn in Jake's Trib column to plant a piece of muckraking garbage as my own words. His orders are to run it exactly as he sent it to me. It's incendiary, it's insulting, and some of it's incomprehensible. Aspens turning in clusters because their roots connect. What the devil does that mean? I have a terrible feeling it's a coded message. Damn it, Ronnie. I don't know what to do. Loyalties. I mean, my first loyalty is to my country and my government, but what about my loyalty to Jake? If I betray his trust by putting this poison into the paper, he'll never speak to me again. It'll make for a very uncomfortable drive down from Copenhagen, if he even still wants me to meet him after this. And Ronnie, what about you? How will you feel about a man who could do this? I'll have betrayed you too, but the inescapable fact is I can't betray my country. I'm going out for a walk. Now, I guess I'll take this column over to the Trib while I'll deposit this letter to you in their overnight pouch to New York. Instant communication. One of the perquisites of newspaper life. Love, Nick.
Nick and Jake was written and directed by Jonathan Richards and Tad Richards, with music by Dave Grusin. Featured in the cast were Alan Arkin as Jake Barnes, Tom Conti as Nick Carraway, Natasha Warner as Ronnie Gilchrist, Jonathan Richards as Robert Cohn, Ambassador Joseph Wilson as Alan Dulles, Jack Caffrey as Irving Crystal, and Hardy Pinnell as George Herbert Walker Bush. Tune in next time to hear Christine say,
"Oh, Jake, we're going to have such a damn fine time together." Thank you.